so many people don't apply to a job because it says in the description that you need to be a native English speaker or you need to be fluent in English. And that scares them away and they don't apply, although they really want to accelerate their career. And unfortunately, that's related to so many wrong ideas around what is good and bad English. Good English is not the perfect one. It's not native English speaking. That's not good English. And bad English is not non-native type of English. Not at all. When you work in an international company like I do, you face constantly different people with different accents. English, international English, is the norm. And usually non-native English speaker, they are able to communicate in an easier way. They don't use so many expressions. They make sure that the person in front of them understood them. They are careful with how they pronounce the words. So there's this emotional intelligence that is being activated to make sure that the dialogue is being constructive and to make sure that what the person has said is well understood by the other person in front of them. On the other hand, when the environment is only with native speakers, the rhythm is faster. There's the use of many different words that might be more casual expressions. And therefore, it's not necessarily more perfect as an English. It's just that they do not expect the person in front of them to be different. So they are not trying to make so much an effort on the actual connection with the person because they are relying heavily on the words they use and the expression they use. That's why it's important to really understand that there's a huge mindset issue there and a lot of stereotypes about what is good versus bad English. Ultimately, it's not about English. It's about how do you connect with the other person? How are you trying to adapt yourself in order to make your communication more efficient? Because the person in front of you has different ideas, different opinions, come from a different culture. Even if it's many Americans, for example, that you have in front of you, their personality and the state they come from might be different. So it still requires to adjust to the person in front of you. The relationship aspect is so important. And in the industry of learning English, it's all about the words and the aspect of how many words have you learned? Do you know all your words? When it should actually be about the relationship. So if you want to accelerate your career and go to that next level in an English environment, you should not get scared by what is said in the application, in the job description. Because very often I see that my clients, they do actually speak English. They understand it quite well. They can speak it. But what makes them very nervous is when they want to apply and get that next level job. They get scared because it comes with more responsibilities, because it says that we want them to be fluent in English. So it's more of a mindset game. But what I do highlight to them is that it helps to come into a company with a good culture. So you want to be in a company that respect each other. You can feel that people are supportive, or you can feel that the company is quite international. Because if you go into a company that only has native speakers, Plus, on top of that, it's a company that, let's say, is very local and doesn't really have time or doesn't really want to make an effort for someone coming with a different background, it is going to be indeed very hard for you to feel comfortable to grow in such company. So the company culture, it's important that you are aware of that aspect so that you can keep growing and you can rely on your peers and senior people to not judge you just because of your accent or just because of this and this word. On the contrary, they will tend to tell you on the side, hey, by the way, just a comment, we don't say it like that, this word in English, or hey, you should say it this other way. They will tell you once in a while what you could change, but they will not make you feel different. So the aspect of embracing diversity in a company is extremely important. That's why ultimately, please remember that the whole industry of learning languages is completely biased and wrong. For years and years and years, it has been like that. But that doesn't mean that you can question it. And that doesn't mean that you should dare and you should take the ownership and the willingness to go apply for that next job. You are a leader in your native environment. You are meant to be a leader. So don't block yourself in a certain environment just because you're afraid that your English, it's not perfect enough. No, people need you. People in other companies need your diversity. They need your input on the industry. They want your opinion. They want your view. And many companies would love to have you as their future CEO, as their future executive, as their future team leader. If you want to be one of the lucky person who can get that next position, you can apply for the next Big Move Bootcamp. We will launch the next cohort, a 4-month bootcamp on the 1st of July. It's going to be only a few people in a small group. We're going to help you to reach that next level in your career. You can reach out to us via the website, mylibertytv.com, and we will ask you a few questions before seeing if it makes sense on both sides to have a phone call and see if you will be eligible for the next bootcamp. I wish you a lovely day and take care.